Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here in the Allstate Showcase studio. We would love to hear from you. What's on your mind on this New Year's Eve? Yeah, here we are at the end of 2014 and inevitably at the end of the year. We face the barrage of lists that recap what went down throughout the year, but the only end-of-the-year list that you should check out, because it's great and comprehensive, is New City Magazine's Top 5 of Everything 2014 list. You can pick up a free copy of New City Magazine all over Chicago and online at newcity.com. Brian Hagelke is the editor and publisher of New City Magazine. He joins us here on WGN. Brian, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You guys were super busy this year with New City. And like I said, you're sort of, I don't know if you're famous, if you're infamous for putting together some of these lists, because this is not the first collection of lists that you guys have put together. Tell us about what the Top 5 of Everything 2014 list is all about.
Well, you know, this goes back to the earliest days of New City. And you know, at the time, I was always bothered by the tendency of certain other publications to publish these sort of long-winded year-end lists that, you know, certain critics, without naming names, they're probably gone from Chicago now anyway, would you know, inevitably come up with their top movies of the year or their top record albums of the year, mm-hmm. and no one had seen them. You know, like they would sort of wallow in obscurity, and I felt the whole thing was sort of an exercise in bloviation, if you will. And so I decided when we were going to, you know, but critics desperately want to share their top lists.
Right.
So I said, you know what, we're not going to do 10, we're going to do 5. And you can't say a word about them. You just list them and you just let them, put them out there. And so we started that. And that's how it was. And then, you know, over time it just kind of grew and, you know, turned into this monster. Now this year we have, you know, well over 150 lists, and it's, you know, all kinds of things, and it became its own thing, you know. But that was the origin story, so to speak, of how this came about. And and now, you know, we kind of put out a call for lists, and people send in all kinds of things.
So the Top 5 of Everything 2014 list is a giant list that is kind of comprised of smaller lists. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's a whole bunch of lists written by a whole bunch of different people. So this year we published 161 lists of the top five.
And we'll talk a little bit more in detail about what is on the New City Magazine Top 5 of Everything 2014 list in just a minute. But, you know, as we sit here on New Year's Eve, Brian, and look back at 2014, what kind of a year was it in Chicago from what you guys were covering over at New City? Because you are an alternative weekly, so you cover a lot of stories that other people won't touch. And I think that's great. And that really puts you sort of in the middle of what's going on in Chicago. And you have your finger on the pulse of what's really happening on a street level. And I really admire that about New City. But what kind of a year, if we can generalize, was it here in Chicago?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of, I would say it was a kind of a limbo year in Chicago, per se. By that, I mean, you know, we've got this sort of mayor race that's kind of sort of shaping up, but not really getting that exciting. But, you know, for a while, it looked like Karen Lewis was going to, you know, throw her hat in the ring, and so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these other, you know, we have the presidential library thing, which is not yet decided. So we have all these sort of balls in the air as a city. The big thing that really kind of, you know, especially at the end of the year, and, you know, the cover of the printed version of this edition is sort of a subtle homage to that consideration, was the, you know, the social strife that broke out across America in response to Ferguson and then the tragedy in New York City as well, with, you know, police and then the death of black men. Mm-hmm. And you know, that started feeding into our coverage, even though it wasn't a Chicago issue per se. You know, different people started writing about it in New City as it sort of manifested even in the cultural realm that we spend so much of our time in. So that was really kind of a big shape, big story. And then the other thing in Chicago, you know, it's not a big part of what we cover, but, you know, in this issue it comes up, and of course it's the big topic right now is, of course, sports.
Right.
it's like the endless conversation in Chicago. And, you know, so that's always kind of a thing.
Yeah, and when you guys get together over at New City headquarters and you sit down and you start to plan an issue like this, the top five of everything 2014 list, which again is available in the hard copy of New City magazine and at newcity.com. I mean, to take a look back at an entire year in Chicago that has so many things going on in different neighborhoods and different facets of the community, what's that process like when you guys do that and say, all right, let's plan out this final edition of the year?
You know, the funny thing about it is this is sort of intentionally a little bit chaotic. We ask everybody to just come up with things, including non-editors, just writers. There are people, writers who never even hardly write for us, that send in lists. So the idea is really to get the biggest cross-section of Chicago that we can with this, as opposed to, you know, being sort of centrally planned, because, you know, there are considerations that are different for everybody. Another big story last year that, you know, of course, some knock on wood, we're not feeling right now, is that was the whole Chiberia experience of last
right.
winter. You know, so that was, you know, for the whole first quarter, that seemed like that was the story. But, yeah, we don't really sit, I mean, we literally just send out a call. You know, we lay down the foundation for what we're looking for, and people just send in the lists. it's kind of a monster of its own making now.
And in a way, that's good. You said it's chaotic, and that can be stressful, but I think this list is great because it's creative, and there are topics that you will not see anywhere else. I'll tell you that. I mean, there are some very unique topics to this list, and again, we'll talk about it in just a few minutes in detail. For New City Magazine, Brian, you are the editor and publisher of New City. What kind of a year was it for you guys? Because we have talked before about how, you know, people have said print media is really struggling and maybe it's even dying. And you have said before in conversations with me on the radio, you said, look, print media is it's around. It's here to stay. We had some great times. This was last year. But what was 2014 like for you as a publication?
2014 was almost a carbon copy of 2013, which was a good thing for us, because 2013 was a very good year. So we had, you know, we put together back-to-back solid years, and that's, you know, what we're looking to continue doing going forward. It feels stable now after a period of a lot of instability. And that doesn't mean it's stable for everybody. I mean, that's the thing. The point I've been trying to make to everyone who'll listen to me on this topic is I'm not being about Pollyanna about this. It's a challenging time, because what's happening is everything is in transition, so it's very Darwinian, and we all have to be really thoughtful about what it is that makes us unique and what makes us different than other things that are available. If you're just trying to replicate the internet, or if you're just trying to look like some other publication, you know, you're going to have a tough time. And I think we're seeing that right now in the daily newspaper business in Chicago, where there's, you know, a lot of uncertainty as to the future of certain players in that business. But for us, you know, we've gotten very sort of focused on the idea of being the publication record for Chicago culture. That's what we want to do. Doesn't mean that's the only thing we're going to do, but, you know, that's how we're going to measure our progress, is when there's something in the cultural space of Chicago, we should be, if not the first person mentioned, we want to be absolutely always mentioned. And that's, you know, that's helped give us a sort of a defining principle to work towards, and something that not everyone else is doing.
And how's that been going? I mean, have you established yourself as that sort of cultural go-to? You know, have yourself in the same sentence when other people talk about culture in Chicago and arts. I mean, do you feel that you've really established yourself as such?
I think we're getting there. You know, I'm never going to be satisfied about it, but there are certain cultural spaces, like, say, visual art, where I think we're sort of set way apart from everybody else. We're much stronger. There are other areas like theater and music, which are much more competitive. There's a lot more, you know, sort of people really putting resources against it. We've created these Leaders of Chicago Culture series, which are really kind of our thing, which is that we take a look at each of our seven main cultural spaces that we cover, and we go and look at who the players are and who's who in that space and identify not only the famous people, but some of the people you've never heard of, and help kind of keep that going on. And that's become a very popular part of what we do. The other thing we did, you know, sort of notably in the last couple of years is we really built and launched a discipline in the area of design. And I think that's going to become more and more important for us, but also, you know, for the city as the city becomes more and more recognized as the center of design. And by design, we mean architecture, we mean fashion design, graphic design, and product design. Some of these things, like architecture, we're already really well known for, but there's not that much talk about it, you know, outside of kind of the trade publications in the city. And we're looking to change that. In Chicago, you know, it's going to host this big architectural biennial next year. And there's a lot happening here. And so that's a space that we're looking. We sort of feel like we're the only ones really consistently now operating that space. Architecture, you know, you did a Pulitzer Prize winning critic of the Chicago Tribune. So there's no question that, you know, Blair Kamen, there's no question that there are others talking about architecture. But in the broader sense of design as a discipline and as a artistic genre, we feel like we're the only ones even making that conversation at this point.
Well, you guys are doing some great work over at New City. Brian Hagelke is the editor and publisher of New City Magazine. Check out newcity.com. We'll take a short break. And Brian, when we come back, we will talk about what's on the New City Magazine's top five of everything 2014 list. Sound good?
Sounds terrific.
All right, hang tight. Mike Steven here in the Allstate Showcase studio, filling in for Nick DiGilio. We'll take a short break and come back with more with Brian Hagelke. This is 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here in the Allstate Showcase studio. On the line with us right now is Brian Hagelke. He is the editor and publisher of New City Magazine. It's a great alternative free weekly magazine in Chicago. You can pick up a copy all over the city or check out newcity.com. We've been talking about 2014 here in Chicago in terms of culture and architecture and art and New City Magazine's top five of everything 2014 list is out in its latest edition right now. And Brian, like we've been talking about, this is a very comprehensive list. How many categories do we have on this?
161.
Wow, 161 categories. So you said in our previous segment that the writers get together, or people that maybe don't even write, maybe it's just the other staff members, and they come up with their own ideas for lists, and then they pitch them to you?
Exactly, exactly. Some of them are like the core critics, you know, so all of like the main critics for each section write something, and then, you know, some of them are these oddball. We have some really, you know, some of them are humor, obviously, and some of them are more news sort of compilations.
I'm looking at some of the categories here, and they're definitely different. Top five reasons Chicagoans honk in alleys. I like that one. It says here, free floating anxiety, peer pressure, a statement on the human condition, like the Ezekiel speech in Pulp Fiction, but for bicyclists, an attempt to get signed by Drag City. So that's an example of the type of list that is on the New City Magazine's top five of everything 2014 list. Also, you know, I think this is sort of a good commentary on where the city has been in terms of culture, like we talked about. I'm looking at this category, the top five hungry brain memories, and we lost the hungry brain recently in 2014, which was a great bar in Roscoe Village on Belmont. And especially when we talk about art and we talk about culture, that was an institution. And yes, it was a watering hole, but they had some great programming. And you talk about in this list, the top five hungry brain memories. So as we look at this list, we can kind of tell what happened over the course of 2014 in Chicago, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, you know, one of the other topics is the, like the top five people who could take down Rahm. You know, so that's another sort of allusion to the upcoming mayoral election, which, you know, is looking less and less competitive as we approach it. But.
And Jeff Tweedy is on that list. Jeff Tweedy and Michelle Obama are two people, according to your list, that could take down Rahm Emanuel. You also have the top five Chicago startup ideas. And I thought that was interesting. Kickstarter for unemployment. That was on one of the top five Chicago startup ideas. That's interesting. Half.com for bullets. That's also on there. But really, you know, when you get pitches for these different categories, is there anything that you say, okay, look, this is a little too off the wall? Because these are a little crazy. These aren't your average run-of-the-mill best of list for the year. These are kind of goofy. Is there anything that you're just like, I don't know if people are going to get that?
Yeah, no, because, you know, I mean, there are certainly some of them that people aren't going to get, or at least most people won't get, but a few people will. And the one thing, the main reason if we don't use a list would be either it's redundant with someone else's submission and kind of saying the same thing. Although with critics, we allow multiple versions of the same list. Like we might have three different top five plays in Chicago or top five films or whatever. But with these sort of more off the wall ones, we're not looking for redundancy. So we're looking for some level of consistency. You know, if they create a list to do all the things actually kind of fit the list, and then if they're a humorous list, are they funny? Because if they're, you know,
right.
if they're, you know, there's nothing worse. And obviously, that's a subjective sort of idea. But if the barometer we use is if I laugh or not.
Right. And you run the gamut from funny to serious. I'm looking at a more serious category here, the top five public space stories of 2014. And I think that's really interesting. We talk about open space and public space issues in Chicago. And man, that was really hot in 2014, especially with the announcement of the Lucas Museum coming to the city. There was a big debate that sort of reignited the big debate about keeping our lands open and free and clear and where we should be building and where we should just leave things the way that they are. And that is, I think, a conversation that's really going to take us into 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's part of, I think, what we think we spend a lot of time with as a publication are those, you know, sort of public space and, you know, truly urban stories about how, you know, how we're going to design and live in the environment that we all share.
And as we look to the next year, as we look to tomorrow, to 2015, Brian, from where you guys are at with New City, I mean, where are we headed this new year? What do you think are going to be some of the things that we're going to be talking about culturally in Chicago? Not necessarily the big front page news, but what's going to be going on, you know, in the conversations in our communities as we turn the page to the new year? What do you think you'll be covering in 2015?
Well, I think that we're going to have some political resolution, which will, you know, like I said, I think it's feeling a little settled already. I don't like to be somebody that just decides an election before it happens, but it's increasingly feeling like a replay of the Daley era.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of, you know, that, and but that kind of settles things down a little bit. But we have a new governor. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in some of these cultural spaces, you know, because some of the key cultural positions are at the state level and people forget about it. And there's things like the tax credit for the movie industry. What, you know, is the new governor going to keep that alive or is that going to go away, which has really fueled a boom in filmmaking in Chicago. So there's a lot of these things that are politically connected that we'll see play out next year. You know, hopefully we won't see any more of the kind of strife that we saw coming out of Ferguson, Missouri, and places like that. Let's hope, you know, let's knock on wood that we're not going to see a replay of that. And we're going to continue to see more and more conversation about the public space because you have the Lucas Museum, the new Maggie Daley Park has just sort of partially opened, and that's a big deal now, but that's going to, you know, sort of really manifest. And based on the crowds I've seen out there so far with a, you know, when it's freezing cold in the winter and it's only half done, it's going to be an insane place this summer.
Yeah,
it's going to
absolutely.
Be a crazy, crazy, crazy place.
No, you're
so
totally right.
A lot of talk about that and how that is shifting the flow of bodies. you know, there's a lot of these things happening in the city that I think are going to continue to be part of the conversation. The other thing I'm interested to see, you know, as somebody who's a big supporter of non-car-based transportation is the staying power of kind of the bicycle programs that Rahm has brought in, because the original Department of Transportation chief that he brought in to implement them has left. And, you know, I think to the large extent we've seen kind of the play out of the original plan and whether that continues to become a bigger part of the city life. So I'm kind of interested in seeing what happens with bicycling in Chicago over the next year or so.
Yeah, I agree. There's been a lot of investment in that, and we'll see how that plays out. The New City Magazine Top 5 of Everything 2014 list is out right now. So you can pick up New City in the hard copy version all over Chicago. It is free, which is great. And also check out newcity.com. You can check out the Top 5 of Everything 2014 list. It's comprehensive, it's great, and it's a snapshot of what happened culturally here in Chicago in 2014. Brian Hagelke is the editor and publisher of New City Magazine. Brian, congratulations on a great 2014. Thanks for all your hard work, and keep it going into 2015. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike. I look forward to it.
Sounds good. Have a happy new year. This is WGN. I am Mike Steven. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break and much more on the way here on 720 WGN.